The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Handoff, Elliott plowing to the goal line. Barry, sacked by Lord. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it in for the touchdown.
And now, your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Patrick Walker, and Kyle Yeomans.
It is a wonderful Say It With Your Chest Friday here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. We are here from the SWBC studios at the Star in Frisco, ready to break down the Cowboys and the Jacksonville Jaguars, week 15 of the NFL season. Glad you're with us, everybody. Happy Friday, Cowboys Nation. We've got Patrick Nosey Walker, Isaiah Standback, Chris Beam in the back running it all again. I'm Kyle Yeomans. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastico.
Isaiah, you came in with a little extra juice today.
Somebody, a little juice?
You having some fun?
I am, man. You know, just chilling. Just ready to get this thing popping. Brand new whip just hopped in.
Ooh.
You got options.
Oh.
You can flip that like Stockton.
I was about to say, you can't say that word.
Yeah.
Oh. Just hopped in. Yeah, I'm spending this holiday locked in. Ooh. My body got rid of them toxins.
Ooh.
Sports in the top 10.
Look at that.
Look at that. So,
look,
I mean, if you're going to finish the line,
hey,
you
Will,
might as well finish the line,
hey,
bro.
Will, clip that thing, Will.
Bang.
Put it up there.
Come on now.
Kyle with the bars.
Bars. Did everybody get their Christmas shopping done yet, or you got a little bit of ways?
No.
I haven't even started yet.
No. I actually started. Beamer.
What's the last day that you could order on Amazon?
I don't know. I was just about to look at it.
I mean, they'll tell you. We're getting there.
It's
going to arrive.
We're getting close.
Tomorrow is my first Saturday off in quite some time.
Congrats.
Probably like 2 months.
So you're going to go watch high school football, huh?
I've got the tickets to the bowl game, North Texas bowl game.
Oh.
They're playing in the Frisco Bowl against Boise State.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, 8:15 at night.
Oh,
so I've got all day.
Oh, so you can still come to the toy drive on my facility.
You got a toy drive?
Toy drive, man. Toy drive.
Okay.
Toy drive.
What time?
4 o'clock. Steadfast Fitness and Performance. Y'all come drop some toys off for the kiddos.
That's a good plug. I like that one.
I like that right there.
In Louisville, Texas.
Louisville, Texas. 709 Hebron Parkway, Suite 380, 75057.
Yeah. Get your pins out and rewind a little bit.
Get to it. No, I started my Christmas shopping yesterday, literally. And I'm going to pick up the pace here today because can't do it tomorrow. You know, team's making a trip out to Jacksonville. So, yeah, yesterday and today is going to be the bulk of it. And then hopefully when I get back on Sunday night / Monday, Amazon is still forgiving of a late go.
Yeah.
And they can get my stuff in.
I just need to get three more things and I'm done.
Wow. Good for you, Beamer. He's a vet. He gets it done every year.
I had the mindset to be ahead early, but then it just fell off.
It always does. See, that's my thing. I always plan ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then time starts getting away, and before you know it, it's December 1st, and then it's December 10th, and then it's December 18th.
It's here.
Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Amazon, baby.
See, for me, it's the combination of the wedding and trying to, like, save money.
Don't you blame your fiance.
No, I'm not blaming her by any means. She's been fantastic.
Don't you do it.
Where'd you get her?
I haven't done it yet.
Ooh,
Beamer's trying to get you to spill.
She listens.
She doesn't listen.
Yeah. She doesn't listen all the
trying
time.
To get you
okay.
to spill.
She'll, listen.
But she will listen every once in a while.
My wife does not listen, so I can tell you exactly what
you got her.
My wife's on the road
but
right now.
But do you have somebody that knows her? That's the problem.
I know she
listens now.
I'm always for a good surprise. So I love seeing the genuine look on the faces. So
I agree.
I will never reveal a gift that I've gotten for anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see your actual reaction, including if it's not the reaction I was hoping for.
Have you ever had one of those?
No, I'm a really good gifter.
Me
to
too.
My own horn. I'm a really good
Me
gifter.
Too.
And it's because I'm a good listener, so I don't have to go back and ask, hey, so Kyle, what do you want? Like, I pick up on certain cues at random points in the year. Like, it could have been something Kyle said in the summer that he had wished,
he had.
I'm just using you as an example.
I remember that day.
Okay.
Just a hypothetical.
He talked about those underwear.
Those freaking silk satin underwear.
Tommy John's or whatever.
Coordinate.
So
coordinate.
I know we're 4 minutes into the show, but okay. I wanna hit this.
Silk and satin.
So you mentioned what I got the fiance.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did buy her something.
Fat ring.
No, I did. Yeah, that too. But
I bought her tickets to Taylor Swift. I bought her Taylor Swift tickets. Really good tickets,
you got
too.
You got your hand
really broken. Good tickets, too. She never told me, though, that she already had tickets to the show the day before with her best friend. Oh. She never told me. Never let me know.
Were the tickets you bought her for you and her?
It was for me and her.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to go. She was like, you never showed interest in Taylor Swift. Wow. And I was like, when did I need to show interest in Taylor Swift?
Stab.
What?
Well, at least she
I knew she
twice.
Wanted to go, so I bought her tickets for her and myself.
She's
going to
go twice.
I'm sure
she's either
going go
to go twice or I'm going to sell them.
She's going to want to go twice.
She just kicked
I mean, if
curb.
She's
she did.
She did.
She did.
It's a first
okay.
for everything.
It's not the first.
If I see you in a front row of a Taylor Swift concert.
Bro, I was ready, too. I was going to make shirts and everything. It's going to be great.
Oh, my gosh.
Swifty Yeomans over here, right?
Yeah, I can get that, Kyle. You're committed. You are committed.
All right, let's do some news and notes before all our Cowboys fans leave the podcast if they haven't already.
If they left, then it's because they hate Christmas. Why do you hate Christmas?
Get after them.
Okay.
WWRD.
And we're back. WWRD, what would Rob do? News and notes, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday's injury report for the Dallas Cowboys had but one change. So, Durrance Armstrong, Jake Ferguson, Jerron Kearse, and DeMarcus Lawrence, they were all the same status as Wednesday, which is limited for Armstrong with an ankle injury, but he's participating, which is good news. Jerron Kearse, shoulder slash back limited. DeMarcus Lawrence, limited with everything that's bothering him. Jake Ferguson remains in concussion protocol. So as I stated yesterday, keep an eye on that one because concussion protocol is the most unpredictable of all injury designations because you have to make sure these players are being taken care of there. So there's a chance Jake Ferguson doesn't play, but we'll see if he gets cleared today or tomorrow. Has until Saturday morning to get cleared in order to make the flight for Jacksonville. Dante Fowler missed practice on yesterday, but it was for non-injury reasons, personal reasons. He was excused yesterday, expected back today. Jacksonville's injury report. Those that were expected to return to practice did. Trevor Lawrence dealing with a toe injury. Like we said yesterday, unless he rams that thing into a coffee table or someone drives over it with a car, he's going to play. He was back in limited capacity, so was starting offensive lineman Brandon Scherff, limited as well. Darius Williams, cornerback, he was limited after not practicing on Wednesday. Trayvon Walker did not participate again with the high ankle sprain. Again, he is trending toward not playing. We'll see if anything changes tomorrow or Saturday. But as it stands, the first overall pick from the 2022 NFL draft is likely to miss against the Cowboys.
Georgia boy.
I think if
– my Georgia boy.
If it were anything other than a high ankle sprain on the injury designation, I think you would still see Walker out there.
I have no doubt about it.
The DMP, that. DMP, DMP, the Micah Parsons
– yeah.
Route.
The Micah Parsons formula.
See you on Sunday. But with a high ankle sprain – mm-mm. That ain't happening, it's Isaiah,
not,
right?
Nope, not been in the edge.
Not having to plant and push.
Not been in the
he
edge,
lying.
Buddy. Yeah, that's all bad, buddy. High ankle sprains suck. Depending on the grade of the high ankle sprain, some sprains are worse than breaks.
Yeah.
Depending on how much damage is done to the ligament. So a lot of times people try to write off an ankle sprain like, oh, they came down from a rebound and rolled their ankle. No, all sprains are not the same. They're not all equal. You know, obviously, hopefully he gets healthy. But hopefully at the same time, Dallas doesn't have to worry about him.
Yeah, and keeping to that, if they don't have to worry about him, that's theoretically, more time in the pocket for Dak Prescott. Obviously, the offensive line still needs to work out some things on the right side. We'll talk about that here momentarily. But if Dak Prescott gets a little bit more time to cook, then if T.Y. Hilton can make his debut this Sunday, which he's trending toward that, you might see a couple of plays from T.Y. Hilton. And what I love about it yesterday, keeping in the news and notes fragrance, spoke with CeeDee Lamb on yesterday. And obviously, you know that T.Y. Hilton is going to have a Jason Peters-esque role as far as mentorship in the locker room and helping this young wide receiver core. And CeeDee basically said that directly. Yes, T.Y. has already started, only been here 2 days as far as practice is concerned, already started imparting some knowledge on, you know, helping CeeDee with some routes and giving Gallup pointers, whatever. But at the same time, Hilton is picking the brain of CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup to try to expedite the process of learning the playbook's language and try to acclimate to what Kellen Moore's tendencies are, Dak Prescott's tendencies are.
He's in an onboarding process.
You love to see it. You love to see it.
He's directly in the onboarding process.
Right? Yeah.
But you love to see it. That is a display of humility that I just absolutely love. He's not simply coming in and saying, hey, young guy, you know, I've been there. I've done that. Here's what you can do to improve. And he's well within his rights to do that. And he's doing that. But in addition to that, he then turns the conversation around and says, hey, how can I be successful in this Cowboys offense, in this Cowboys outfit? So loving the T.Y. Hire more and more.
Yeah, we got a chance to meet him for the first time yesterday. And he was great.
That's a good dude.
Yeah.
That's a good dude.
Super down to earth. Really, really good dude.
The ghost.
He's the guy you want in your locker room.
Yes.
And you can already see that early on. Dak Prescott even saying yesterday that before he had a chance to really sit down with him. Mm-hmm. And remember, T.Y.'s only been technically signed since Monday. Right. So it's only been 3 or 4 days total. Mm-hmm. Said, by the time I got a chance to sit down with him, so that was probably what, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Give or take.
He already had the playbook down.
Yep.
So veteran, he's been in multiple systems. He's had to pick it up and put it down. He did it again here with the Cowboys. And so that's a huge plus. It's why you sign a guy like right. that to help out your room. When you were in New England, let's just say throughout your career, was there somebody that ever stood out to you as a young player in the NFL and you were able to rely on as a veteran and you were able to pull from and learn from? Anybody stick out? I know Tom Brady's the easy answer when you were a QB in New England, but was there anybody that you were able to pull from and had some...
From a young player?
Yeah, as you were... You're a young player. You were a young player.
Oh, as I... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every stop along the way. I think Dallas, obviously. Patrick Creighton was huge for me here in Dallas.
You still talk to him.
PC's still my dude. Terrence Newman, I was here as well. I used to go around the other side of the ball and try to figure out, you know, what to learn.
That's Beamer's favorite player.
Oh, Beamer, that's a good dude. Talking about good dudes.
He was in my wedding.
Yeah, T-New's a good dude, man.
Went on to Minnesota and stretched that career out.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Got that bag.
Absolutely. Wes Welker and Moss, especially, I would say, in New England. I stayed in Moss's hip pocket all the time. So definitely a lot of guys, man. I was spoiled. I can keep going. But those are some of the guys that really stick out for me.
How much could that affect a guy, and this is where I was leading with it, who hasn't had the same production as he was anticipated to having, Jalen Tolbert? And now with a guy coming in, he's expected to have less of a role. Jalen Tolbert, if there was any role, if there was a 0.1%, that 0.1%'s not there anymore.
He missed the boat.
Could T.Y. help that? For this year.
For this year, he missed the boat.
They're not going to cut the guy. He's a top 100 pick.
He missed the boat.
Yeah.
For this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it went sailing by.
How does he learn from this, though?
By learning from it.
You sit there and watch the organization find guys to replace you. And you realize really quickly that this is a business. You're not gifted anything. You're no longer in college. You're no longer in high school. Guys aren't just giving you roles simply because you're talented. Everybody's talented. And your talent doesn't equate to production. And yes, you might have the skill set, and that's the reason why they draft you. Yes, they draft you because of potential, but guess what? Every single guy in the NFL has potential.
Yeah.
That's a bad word around these parts. Mm-hmm. So if you're not turning that potential into production, then you're going to find yourself sitting on the sideline. They'll grant you the first year. Year two, if the same thing happens, all right, now, bye-bye then.
Yeah, year two is going to be very interesting for Jalen Tolbert. And I think we all agree that he does have the skill set to make an impact at the NFL level. And I mentioned this weeks ago. I just wonder if at some point during the process of developing this year and seeing what was going on around him as far as how the Cowboys were handling the wide receiver position, if he kind of got down on himself and didn't necessarily find a way to snap out of that. But whatever the case may be, I agree with Isaiah. He absolutely missed the boat, especially with the addition of T.Y. Hilton, the return of James Washington. I mean, now, as far as talented bodies are concerned, the Cowboys are stacked at that position. And they're still in active negotiations with Odell Beckham Jr., who may or may not come in and you know, be productive for the Cowboys in the postseason. So when it comes to Jalen Tolbert, it's you know, learn as much as you can, not just from CeeDee Lamb, because obviously you can learn a lot from CeeDee Lamb, 1,000-yard receiver. You can learn a lot from Gallup, 1,000-yard receiver. But when you're talking about a T.Y. Hilton, this is a guy who racked up over 8,000 yards in his first seven seasons. He's only a handful of yards, give or take, from, well, 31 yards, I believe, from hitting 10,000 career receiving yards. This is, if you're talking about somebody you want to learn from, pick
his brain every chance you get. Key, when you're in practice, stare at him. Stare at how he prepares. Mm-hmm. Stare at how he runs routes in the meeting rooms. Ask him how he's taking notes. Yeah. Get as many tidbits as you can from him, because T.Y. is only on a one-year deal, and obviously we don't know if the Cowboys re-up on him with him on 2023. So take advantage of that kind of – I mean, it's a gold jacket talent that might not get there because injuries kind of slowed his career on the back end. But again, it's a gold jacket talent.
Don't miss your opportunity. If I'm Jalen Tolbert, okay, I'm speaking – I know he's not probably not listening, but if I'm Jalen Tolbert, don't miss the opportunity to gain that wisdom.
Absolutely.
In my first 2 years in the league, I took advantage of learning from veterans like Terry Glenn, Terrell Owens.
Oh, Terry Glenn. Okay. Rest in peace.
And you were a guy who played quarterback in college, and you needed to learn a whole new position at wide receiver.
I didn't even know how to line up. I didn't even know how to dress.
Yeah.
You know, so day one, I'm out there. They're clowning me because I don't even know what the heck to wear out there. I don't know what kind of shoes to wear. They said I had tugboats on. So,
did you wear knee pads?
Absolutely. I wore knee pads. T.O. told me I looked like the mannequin on the wall that turns and shows you how to pass.
You had knee pads on.
But Terry Glenn, T.O., I knew that those guys had a ton of wisdom, so I stayed in their hip pockets. On the next step, I had Moss and I had freaking Welker, you know, and I stayed in there, and obviously Tom Brady, I stayed in their hip pocket. And then towards the end, right before I got released, they brought in Torrey Holt. I was with T. Holt for like a couple weeks, but I was picking his freaking brain. Yep. He was probably tired of me. I was like lean in his pocket. Because I was watching his routes and I'm asking him questions. How are you getting in and out of your breaks? Yep. Well, how are you throwing your hands at the top of your route? Like all these different things. And I'm comparing those things, those same questions to the questions I have for T.O., the questions I have for Welker, questions I have for Moss. How are all these guys different? How are they doing the same exact job but doing them differently and all being effective?
Yep. That's what Tolbert needs to do. Glue himself to T.Y. Hilton, much in the same way Tyler Smith did for Jason Peters and Tyron Smith and you know, Zach Martin when he was tasked with learning guard, although it was left guard versus right guard. I mean, if you have a chance at learning from anyone who has proven they know how to do the job, then do it. But especially when they've proven it at the level in which T.Y. has. So, Jalen Tolbert, this is a great learning opportunity that you could potentially flip into an impactful 2020.
But
as for 2022, ship has sailed. Tugboat has sailed.
When we come back here on Talking Cowboys, we're going to talk some offensive line. Going up against the Jags front seven, what would you do in terms of the offensive line? We need a tugboat sounder. Got to find it.
So awesome.
Major Pay.
My favorite movie.
When we come back with more Talking Cowboys after this.
You like the beat?
When you build, you start with the foundation. And home ownership is a foundation of a stable future. The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment has helped over 34,000 people lay the groundwork so far. With up to $10,000 towards your down payment or 3% of the purchase price, whichever is less, the satisfaction of owning your own place can become a reality. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, equal housing lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
Experience the magic of the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters during Christmas time. With your ticket, you'll enjoy a 45-minute guided tour, Christmas cookies, and a takeaway limited edition Dallas Cowboys ornament. Select dates are now available and will sell out fast. Book your visit now at thestarinfrisco.com/tours. And again, say hi to us. If you see us on a tour, please. You're in the building, say hi.
Please.
Come say hi. We love it.
Hit us up.
All right, let's talk offensive line here. Of course, we've got our pick 'em segment coming up in just about 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. 888-855-2297. Give us a call, 888-855-2297. If you want to be a part of our pick 'em segment this week, Beamer is going to try and get you on the line and get you ready to go for that one. But Isaiah.
Yes.
If you had the pick, you had the opportunity, Joe Philbin, Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy walk in here right now.
Yes.
Those three, they put the pages of each offensive lineman on the front five right now.
All right.
What would you do?
You know what I'm doing, Kyle.
What is it?
Left tackle, going with our guy, Mr. Tyron Smith, okay?
Okay.
At the left guard position, going with Mr. Connor McGovern, the original Connor bro, okay? Then at the center position, Mr. Tyler Biadasz, okay? Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and Tyler that up. And then at the right guard position, I mean, honestly, are we really touching City that? Lewis. Are we touching the Martin? No. Mm-hmm. Not Martin Lawrence. And then at the right tackle position, Mr. Jason Peters, take your butt over there. And then I pat Mr. Tyler Smith on the butt. Jason Garrett style, and I say, you sit right here, young man. Hopefully we don't need you, but if we do, I need you to be ready to go left side or right side, both sides, strong side.
Okay.
I liked it.
What would you do if you were in the same spot? What would you be your five?
Well, before the boat got moved to another lake.
It did get moved to another lake.
With the loss of Terrence Steele,
yep.
That conversation was, for me, Tyron, Tyler, Zach, and Terrence.
And I said, no!
Terrence is now out of the equation. So now.
It's true. You did say no.
Yeah. So now it's Tyron, Connor, Tyler Biadasz, Z Mart, and Jason Peters.
Okay.
Because for me, Connor McGovern, as we said, Connor McGovern is playing well at left guard. But the reason that matters even more so now is because Connor McGovern can't pop out to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need, with Jason Peters taking reps as a starting right tackle, you need a quality backup swing tackle. McGovern can't provide you that if you put Tyler at left guard. So Tyler has to be that definitive backup swing tackle. Now, as far as Josh Ball is concerned, I wonder.
Pat him on the butt.
I would have done that in training camp. But I wonder if, because they've now elevated Alviante Collins a couple times, might even be.
He's out. Yeah, he's done. It's been three times.
Right. So I don't know how much more of a struggle Alviante Collins would be over Josh Ball. I would just like to see so I could figure out the equation there.
Played well in the preseason.
Yeah,
he did really well in the preseason. Yeah,
Josh Ball did not play well in the preseason.
Alviante Collins was actually one of my sleepers that I tweeted about a couple times as far as.
Yeah, against the Chargers.
Yeah, he did really good. So I would like to see Alviante Collins as, if you're going to rotate Jason Peters with a young guy, I would prefer the young guy not be Ball, it be Collins. But I will say this, based on conversations that I've had and, you know, do you know where I'm going with this?
I do. I want to set it up in a way specifically.
Set it up, then.
So
baby bounces.
I didn't hear this. No, so? I didn't hear this until I guess early morning yesterday. Mm. But I know it had been mentioned earlier in the week, and I just never thought of it this way. Never thought of it this way. Brad Sham actually brought it up on the Fan Monday. So voice of the Cowboys, he was on the Fan. He was talking about why would you change things on the left side at all. Why would you change Tyler Smith, Connor McGovern, Tyler Biadasz when you don't need to? Especially when you're working a veteran back from injury in Tyron Smith, and you've got a veteran that you don't really know what his limit is. To push his limit, his conditioning, his readiness to play an entire game. Why not just split snaps at right tackle with Tyron Smith and Jason Peters, and flip those two guys back and forth? It's a third option in the mix where you don't change anything on the left side. Four of your five guys stay the same, and you don't have to play musical chairs only because Terrence Steele is out. Instead, Tyron is your starter. He plays probably 70% of the snaps, and then you've got Jason Peters who plays 30%. And remember, Tyron Smith played right tackle back in his rookie season. He's played left tackle ever since then. But he did play right tackle at one point in his career and in college. Why are you looking at me, Isaiah? Are you agreeing or are you disagreeing?
I love Mr. Brad Sham.
Yeah?
That doesn't mean I have to agree with him.
Okay.
We're talking about Tyron Smith.
Tyron. Left tackle, Hall of Famer.
We're talking about Tyron
Smith.
One
of the best to ever do it. Yeah.
Who's healthy?
He hopefully is healthy.
I'm trusting his training
staff.
He's
healthy right now.
He's healthy.
Right this second, but
that's all we're asking about.
That's
all we can go off of.
Three snaps in the Saturday. Who knows?
But that could be a left tackle or a right tackle, right? That's
very
true. Situation. So,
very true.
A healthy Tyron Smith, is this really a conversation that we're going to say because the rookie has been playing well that all of a sudden now we're not going to bring him into his original spot?
Well, wasn't your original point initially?
I get the musical chairs. I get
don't change what isn't broken right now?
It's not broken, but it can always be better.
Okay.
Just because I have a nice TV doesn't mean I don't want a nicer one.
With component cables.
With component cables.
The extra fine gold.
Okay. I mean, I have a 75-inch TV right now, but I want the 98. Mm. Tyler, you know, Tyler Smith is a 75. He's a nice 75.
Can I have your 75 whenever you're done
Absolutely.
With it?
Right?
I'll
but that,
take it.
But okay. that 98.
That 75 that 98 hit different, in any right? living room.
That 98 hit different. You understand what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with having a 75. I'm perfectly fine with the 75, but until the 98 shows up. And then I want the 98. So,
we're not talking about jersey numbers, everybody, by the way. We're talking about inches of a TV.
Right? You guys get what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that.
What happens if your 98 is great for a total of a game and then it just fizzles out and you can't use it for the rest of the football season?
That's the situation that you have to address at that point in time. But you know that at least you have that 75 still.
But
then there.
But that's my thing is if it does happen, which it's shown in the past that injuries happen to Tyron
Absolutely.
Smith,
yeah.
then not only are you playing musical chairs the first time, you're playing musical chairs for a second time and maybe a third time, depending on what happens to Jason Peters too.
So now you have it at one spot. Jason Peters should be at the right tackle. Jason Peters should just simply be at the right tackle.
Have me a take.
What's your take? What's your take?
So first and foremost, it began as a whisper, and now it's most certainly gained traction over the course of yesterday. So ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for the possibility that Tyron Smith is rotating with Jason Peters on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prepare yourself for that possibility.
I said, just
that
is
that
Mike.
Said, if you were raised on Ren and Stimpy like I was, you remember the horse?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. I don't like it. Tyron Smith. Number one, first and foremost, he's earned his spot at left tackle. He's back. He's healthy. You give him that spot. The 75 versus 98. I agree with that. Also, what happened when you moved Zach Martin out of position? He got hurt.
Got hurt.
Sure did.
Now, in 2020.
And Zach Martin is one of the most durable in the history of the franchise.
No doubt.
And he got hurt.
Yep. You took him out of his original position.
Now, apply that logic to Tyron Smith, future Hall of Famer like Zach, but hurt much more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And you're now asking him not only to play out of position, but do it in your first game back, which is also your first game of the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
In cool temperature. I think it's supposed to be in like the 40s in Jacksonville at kickoff. I don't like the it's ominous to me. Knock on wood, but it's ominous to me because to your point, we don't know, and we hope that Tyron Smith does not suffer another injury over the course of the season. We know that he's healthy right now. Hopefully that continues to be the case. But why increase the odds of a potential re-injury or new injury by playing him out of position and in his first game back when you could drop him back where he came from, where he earned his gold jacket, tell the rookie, you've played so well at left tackle, we're confident you can swing between both. Look at Jason Peters and say, boy, you sure did help us get that win against the Texans. You look good that time, so let's get you out there. Now, if you don't have the stamina, because you are 40, if you don't have the stamina to go the full game, then we can rotate in one of the younger guys. Oh, we can rotate in Tyler.
Yeah.
And then use Aviante as the swing, right? However you slice it, for me, those are the formulas, but none of the formulas for success. And again, the coaches know more than us, and the coaches might prove us wrong. But in the event that you're asking me what rotation I'm going with, none of the rotations include Tyron Smith over at right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. For all the reasons I just said.
I like you, man. We're so on the same page.
Thank you, man.
It's like one of the two sides running the same page.
I was about to say, you guys have been agreeing with each other way too much lately.
Science.
It annoys me.
I totally agree with everything you just said. And the thing is, people need to understand the reason why there are left tackles and right tackles in this league is because your body mechanics work better on one side.
It's different.
It's totally different. Okay, your body, you're talking about how long has Tyron been playing?
It's 2011.
Okay, so
11 seasons.
Another time. Okay, so his body has been trained literally
the last 10 years
to kick off his right leg, plant with his left leg and punch with his left
hand.
And
what injury is he coming off of? It's a leg injury.
It's
right?
a leg injury.
It's a hamstring
right?
off the back of the knee.
You're going to ask him the potentially this training. This
well, maybe he's planting on a different leg this time.
Yeah. No. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible idea. It's not natural. It's not natural.
It's opposite.
Although I wonder if Tyron, you see his arms and those braces on. But like, I wonder if he could get on a handstand and just like block with his feet.
My whole thing is, I would be on board if this was a deteriorating player who was not dominant when on the field.
Mm-hmm.
When on the field, dominant.
He's
no
as good as anybody.
Mm-hmm. People, now, there's always he could get hurt. He could this. He could. Those are all possibilities, right? Those aren't realities right now. The reality is he's healthy. The reality is he can come in there and be a dominant left tackle, not a good left tackle.
And here's a question, and I'll pose this to you.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the biggest, most significant loss right now once Tyron is back? Tyron going down again and for the season, or Jason Peters going down? Which would be the more significant loss right now? All things considered. Consider what Peters has been able to do, but he's also been in more of a backup role, and now you're talking about dropping in the definitive left tackle back into his mix. All things considered, career, everything.
I don't think it's as cut and dry as
give me an answer,
the
Kyle.
Answer is, I'm going to say Tyron because he's the better player by a significant margin.
So if that's the case, then again, you don't want injury to any of these players because we want this Cowboys team to make the run.
My rebuttal to that is Tyler Peters. Smith can still go both ways too, though. Tyler Smith could be the swing tackle. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just throwing all the scenarios out here.
Why not?
No.
Tyler?
Okay.
No.
Tyler has never played in the left.
Why not rotate him at right tackle?
My question is, how are we saying that he can do it?
We don't know.
But I'm saying the conversation seemingly is that he can go swing tackle as well.
Are you talking about Tyler or Tyron?
Tyler.
Tyler is a left side player. Remember, Mike McCarthy said that in training camp. Left side player, he has never played on the right side.
So let's take him out the swing tackle conversation.
Okay.
So he's a backup left tackle.
He's a backup left tackle.
Or your starting left tackle.
So show me some Aviante in rotation with Jason Peters.
I like Aviante.
Peters needs a breath.
Here's the thing about Avion Collins, by the way. Silent T. So Avion Collins, it's
I like the water.
Yeah, they're good. It's a little. That's funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
I like my day
that's
job.
Good.
So since training camp, you guys have been letting me put the T on it?
Well, we've only talked about him, I think, in training camp and here. I think this is the only two times we've talked about Avion Collins.
Water the, bottle Collins.
With him, he's out of elevation, so do you have to clear a roster spot for him? Absolutely, right?
Absolutely would.
But you've got two spots open right now. That's going to be Tyron and T.Y., so where do you go? Who else do you who do you take out of the fold if you're going to put Avion Collins there and you
who
feel comfortable?
T.Y. goes there this week.
Everyone's talked about.
It's looking like that. It's looking like that.
If it isn't,
and you
T.Y.
And
then you would
Trayvon Mullen. He has to go to 53.
We've talked off air about what I believe.
That's true too. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you have to put Trayvon Mullen on your 53.
Oh yeah,
he was claimed.
I know what you're leading on there. You're leading on to it.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're saying no. You're saying Tyron left tackle regardless, right?
Yes, and that might not be the case. Again, prepare yourself for the possibility of 77 showing up on the right tackle at the right tackle spot in rotation with Jason Peters.
Mike has talked about it before. He talks about wanting to keep the continuity
the
same.
It has real traction.
Are we surprised that's the case? Probably not.
Listen, he's a head coach, but I don't have to like what he does. I just think it's silly.
I think I would put Tyron at left tackle. But I'm also not completely against the fact that he's at right tackle.
If you want to negate a team from having any form of confidence on rushing your quarterback, you put your freaking dude back at the left tackle position.
Let him ride.
Because Tyler's done a great job from what you expected from him.
I'm right there with you.
Where your expectations have been exceeded in regards to him. That doesn't make him dominant.
Sure.
There's no disrespect. Hey, the young fella's done above and beyond what we've expected him to do. Big bro's back.
Yeah.
If you're a defensive end and you have opportunity to pick which side you want to rush, are you picking the side with Tyron?
You know what?
No. Nope.
Quiet as it's kept, what's now become one of the biggest losses of the season? Matt Willett's goal.
Yeah, you're honestly spot on with that one.
Yeah, quiet as it's kept. If Willett's goal was showing some signs, and he was inarguably, in my opinion, already more progressed than Josh Ball.
Okay.
And likely more progressed than even Avion Collins, and we're giving Avion a lot of credit for what we saw in preseason
training
camp. Yeah,
he did a heck of a job.
But Matt Willetsko going down early with that shoulder subluxation and ending up on IR, ultimately, I say that to say this is not a conversation we're having as far as Tyron possibly taking some right tackle snaps if Willetsko is on the field.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you're spot on in that regard. Let's take our second break. When we come back, it's time to pick some games here in the NFL slate in Week 15. Give us a call, 888-855-2297, if you want to be a part of our Pick'em segment and represent the fans that are closing in on Mr. Isaiah Stanback, who still leads the way.
Oh, I'm back.
You're still on. Well, yeah.
Last week they were winning.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Well, no.
Yes,
they
last
were one
week.
Game back.
They were one game back last week.
I thought they were ahead.
They were right on you, though.
They were on you.
We'll give you an update on that, and we'll get some games to pick, and we'll tell you how to win some money on DraftKings when we come back right after this.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys on a Say It With Your Chest Friday. The NFL is back in Las Vegas with the reimagined Pro Bowl games, and the roster is in your hands. Vote now and see your favorite players compete like never before. Text VOTE to 635-635 or visit NFL.com/Pro Bowl Games Vote. You guys on TikTok at all? You ever messed around, gotten TikTok at any point?
I mean, I have one,
but I don't ever use it. So.
No, I don't even have a TikTok account.
So there was a video yesterday posted by the Chargers. It was one of the most creative videos.
Oh, I saw
videos.
It because it made its way to Twitter.
Did it get on Twitter?
With Austin Eckler.
The vote?
Yeah.
The vote Eckler? Oh, man, it was so good. It was basically a political ad and looked exactly like a political ad.
A message to big NFL.
Yeah, it was vote Eckler and it had blue-collar workers smiling at the camera and Austin shaking hands. It was hilarious. I'll have to find it.
Their social team's kicking our social team's better.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Not at all.
I'm saying their social team came up with this one first.
Not even very good.
So you're saying our comeback's going to be better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I expect now.
That's my expectation.
Yeah, they just hit the ground running first. That's okay.
Competition's good.
It is good. It is good.
Yeah, we do this, though.
All right, let's tell you how to win some money here on DraftKings. You can play for free over $1 million with your deposit on DraftKings.com. These are four players that you could put on your daily fantasy lineup coming up in Week 15 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dak Prescott, 6,500. That's going up against a Jags defense that has not been very good against quarterbacks this year. Tony Pollard, 7,100. His price continues to rise, and for good reason. He's one of the best fantasy players in the league this season. T.Y. Hilton, first game as a Dallas Cowboy. How does he fare? Well, $3,200 is all he costs. So Don't necessarily know what he's going to bring. However, he is a bit of a bargain. And then the Cowboys defense, 3,700 this week. However, they are playing an opponent that has scored the third most fantasy points against defenses and special teams this year. Isaiah, who you going with?
Ooh, I'm going to drop that bread today. I'm going with TP.
Ooh, because it's worth it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going with Dak on this one. I'm going with Dak Prescott on this one.
You think he has a big game?
Big day? Big is relative. I think he has a 250-plus, three-touchdown game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. It's time to make some pick-ems. Isaiah, I misspoke on the last one. Mm-hmm. Isaiah is on top. Isaiah came back. He was down last week. He is back this time around.
That's right.
And he is ready to roll again. You're only up by a game, though. Up by a game.
So you're saying
there's a chance. On the fans. There's a little bit of a gap. It's then Patrick, then me, by a little bit of a gap. Patrick's three games back from you, and then I'm one game back from Patrick. I'm catching up. I'm trying.
I like it.
Trying to. All right. Who is on the line, Beamer? It is going to be Bob in the Rio Grande Valley. Down in the valley. Bob, how's it going? You're on Talking Cowboys.
Going great, and I appreciate being on the show. Listen to you guys every day. I think you're the most analytical podcast that the Cowboys have got.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob. Hey, say it louder for the people in the back.
Science. Give them the science.
Hey, Bob,
Bob,
now we need you to call in on every other show and tell them that exact same
thing.
Give
them the science, Bob.
No, I can't do that.
Bob's like, no thanks, I don't get paid, and there's no way to do it. We're going to pay you with friendship, though. We'll do that right here. How about let's start things off in the AFC. The Dolphins coming off of quite an embarrassing performance against the San Francisco 49ers last week. You did. I picked the 49ers. Yeah. Dolphins at the Bills.
Woo-wee. Where's it at?
Speed.
Oh, it's in Buffalo.
It's in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be about, I think it's supposed to be, what, 7 inches of snow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dolphins had heaters on their sideline when there was 50-degree weather. Now it's going to be snowing in Buffalo. Give me the Bills to run right through the snow. Bob, who you got?
Definitely got the Bills. The Dolphins are going to need heaters on their feet if they do any good up here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Stay away from those feet heaters, though, Isaiah. They'll melt your cleat.
I'm going with Buffalo. No, not Buffalo. I'm going with Miami.
Oh,
Miami. Yeah, I think the quickness and the change of direction of those guys in those elements is going to cause problems.
Mm.
I don't think they'll be able to feel their feet.
That's okay.
I'm going Buffalo.
Those sideline heaters are nice.
Yeah, but Buffalo, those receivers know how to play in that weather.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll see if Cole World gets on the field as well. So it might be another weapon up there for
Josh
Allen.
Cole Beasley signing with the Bills this week, coming out of retirement. Steelers on the road against the Panthers. Guys, I know this sounds like a terrible matchup. Both teams are 5-8, so it's a good pick'em game. The Panthers might mess around and make the NFC playoff picture.
Mm-hmm.
They're right there. They've got a chance to make the playoffs still at 5-8. They've actually got a really good shot because their schedule gets easier on the back half. Isaiah, who you got?
I'm going Carolina.
Going with Carolina?
Yeah, because they're still in the hunt, I'm going Carolina.
I think they've got more to play for. Give me the Panthers. Bob, who you got?
I agree with Isaiah. Give me the Panthers all the way.
All right. Two teams that have been bottom feeders in the recent memory, however they have had turnaround seasons or even a turnaround in a recent season, the Lions on the road against the Jets.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a fun game.
That's fun.
Patrick, who you got?
Jets trying to bounce back. Lions on a heater.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the fighting Dan Campbells.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Campbell soup.
Oh, man, this is hard for me. I'm going to try and gain a game here. Give me the Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Bob, who you got?
Definitely going with the Lions.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll gain a game. Maybe I'll lose a game. Who knows? Titans on the road against the Chargers in SoFi Stadium. Bob, who you got on that one?
Chargers all the way.
Yeah, Titans have been struggling. I'm going to go with L.A. here, too. Pat?
Titans have been struggling, but they need it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Vrabel to throw some chairs ahead of that game and give me the Titans.
Give me the Zeus boys.
Because they're lightning bolts?
That's right.
Okay. I had to take it one way.
He
when you said
Percy
Zeus,
Jackson.
I thought you were talking about your nickname.
No, he went full Percy Jackson.
I don't talk about myself in third person.
Yes, you do. You do
Vrabel
all the time.
Vrabel is the lightning
what
thief.
What are you talking about? Okay, this time, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys this when it actually happened, but the Giants and the Commanders are playing again. That was a tie the last time around. I just gave everybody a win.
Okay.
On the standings, because I didn't really want to put ties. It's kind of annoying. So I gave everybody a win. Giants at the Commanders. We're going to try and get it this time around. Patrick, who you got?
Tie.
Again?
No.
Go right back into it?
No, Commanders get this one.
Give me Washington as well. Giants, little banged up. Bob?
It's a Washington.
Washington?
Agreed.
For sure.
Washington across the board. There you go. All right. The game we're all going to be watching Sunday at noon on CBS. Is it on CBS or is it on Fox?
Fox.
It's on Fox. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you. On Fox, Cowboys at the Jaguars. It's the first time the Cowboys have made the trip to Jacksonville since 2006. It's been quite some time. Haven't been since 2006. Only the second time they've ever made the trip out to Jacksonville. Bob, who you got?
I got the Cowboys in a squeaker, 27-21. That Trevor Lawrence scares me to death.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup, Bob. Thanks for calling, as always.
Bob.
Thanks for the kind words early on. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. Isaiah, who you got?
35-31.
High scoring.
Dallas.
Dallas wins it?
Yeah.
I think this is such a tough matchup.
Yeah, I think so,
too. I really do. I thought about picking Jacksonville.
I almost did.
And I think if Dallas would have taken care of business, I said this yesterday, if Dallas would have taken care of business the way they should have last week against Houston, I think they lose this game. I don't think they get up for this game because they're looking ahead to Philly.
I agree with that logic.
I don't think they would have won this game. However, I think the scare came at the right time. You still got the win. You're still alive. I actually haven't read it yet, but it's on my to-do list
right
today.
There with it.
But I'm going to say Cowboys get the win in Jacksonville. They get off to a hot start, but Jacksonville makes it close in the end. It's the opposite of what the Cowboys have been doing lately. Give me the Dallas Cowboys 34-30. That's my score, 34-30.
Okay, I'm going to go inverse as far as the momentum. I'm on record of saying I don't like the Cowboys in noon games because teams that are accustomed to noon games tend to get off to a faster start against the Cowboys, who typically are midday and primetime team. So I think the Cowboys get off to a slow start, but they turn it on in the second half. I think the Jaguars get off to a fast start and get basically put on clamps in the second half. But it's going to be a close one. I got Cowboys coming out of this one. And to say it with my chest that I did yesterday, 3 sacks. Plus 2 takeaway margin.
Yes, sir.
1 fumble recovery and 1 interception. Cowboys win a nail biter, 34-27. They get it by 1 touchdown.
Nice. 1-score games across the board. All 4 fans, Isaiah, myself, Patrick.
Yep.
There you go. Ready to roll. Heading into week 15 of the NFL season. We'll be back on Monday to break it down for you. Win or lose at 10 a.m. here from the Star in Frisco. But that does it for us this week on Talking Cowboys. Hope you had some fun with us over the last 5 days. For Chris Beam, for Isaiah Stambag, Patrick Nosey Walker, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long from the Star in Frisco. We'll see you Monday on Talking Cowboys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!